To your question about what steps can Germany take in order to change public opinion in Israel and support Israelis, something I keep going back to is we need to focus on not trying to win the argument, but rather change reality. I think so much of the energy in the international community is trying to justify this side's action or that side's actions, trying to make yourself feel good about what is done by in your name, or just taking a stand that gives you some kind of a moral upper ground. And I keep saying, let's say we win the argument, who cares? I'll get a sign, hey, you won the argument, great. We want to change reality on the ground. So that's the focus. And I think when we talk to politicians, I think hopefully they will start realizing that whatever they do, they will get criticism from both sides. So I think if you, anyway, you're going to get criticism from both sides, maybe you can do the right thing. And I think in terms of what are the right things, specifically talking about Israeli society, I think the international community should put policies in place so that it would be easier for Israelis to realize that there should be a wedge between the settler messianic movement and the rest of Israeli society. So as an example, I think sanctions on the illegal occupation and the illegal settlements and violent settlers is a no-brainer. I think that's, again, coming from the U.K., they just announced such sanctions, sanctioning people like Smotrich, the finance minister, and Ben-Gvir, the minister of national security. They are both terrorist supporters. Ben-Gvir is a convicted terrorist supporter in the Israeli courts. Convicted. Convicted. He is the Minister of National Security in Israel. Okay? I mean, I think it's, again, it's a, this is, there are things that I'm not certain about, but there's things that I think are obvious. And it's what, and when you see the language that they use, it's inciting violence. Smotrich is quoted saying, Hamas is an asset. Okay? It's, again, the fact that this guy is now in charge of the economy in Israel, and I'm not taking away from that fact, but not just that I think they're racist and morally corrupt, they're also incompetent. So those two people are driving Israel's economy to the ground. Israel lost three ratings, economic rating levels in the last year. And when you ask Smotrich about it, he say, oh, God will help us with the economy, maybe. And Ben-Gvir, again, the Minister of National Security, Israel is currently has the worst security it ever had. And even if I leave aside the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, like murders between Israeli citizens is at the highest level. And so, again, if the German politicians want to help Israelis, really? Boycotting those kind of people and the policies that they advocate for, I think it's just a no-brainer. And the added value of that is telling Israelis that there is a difference between kosher Israel, okay, the Israel that has legitimacy, and we should recognize the legitimate concerns of Israelis who are being attacked by other countries, who are being attacked by Iran and by Hamas. There's legitimate concerns that we can address, and there's the illegal occupation and the illegitimate, the non-kosher Israel that needs to be divided. We need Israelis can, I think most Israelis understand that. Like before October 7th attack, my family and my parents, with together with hundreds of thousands of Israelis, were marching in the streets against the current government. Okay, so I think Israelis understand that. And again, we can talk about numbers, but there's a large group of Israelis who understand that. And that judicial reform that people were protesting against was made in the occupied territories. It's Smotrich and Ben-Gvir and other from the coalition were trying to implement some of their methods that they were using against Palestinians. They want to use them against Israelis, protesters and other Israeli citizens. So again, I don't think it's that different to say, yeah, we support Israelis. Part of that, if you have a friend who's drunk driving, you don't just let them drive. You have to take the keys away and you tell them, you know, get a grip on yourself. And I think this is the kind of message that we want the international community to give to Israelis.
We have one question and an answer.